Understanding power requires more than headlines. I'm Peter Hamby, host of The Powers That Be, a podcast from PUC examining politics, economics, and media to provide context, analysis, and clarity without sensationalism. We ask how power operates, who benefits, and what's at stake. If you want to move beyond breaking news to deeper understanding, join us on The Powers That Be. New episodes every weekday. Follow The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Rich and Ken with Ted Johnson.
It is 93.7 WEEI. Rich Shurtleff, Ken Laird, Mr. Ted Johnson. And of course, you can listen to us over there on the Odyssey app. You press that little microphone and leave us a message. We play it here in the 5 o'clock hour. Launch us a take grenade. Or you can call us at 617-779-7937. A gentleman who seems to know a lot about a lot is Mr. Ken Laird. There is not a topic I can bring up.
Seems to.
Listen, you got a perfect record so far. I think you're proving it to the world.
2-0 or 1-1?
2-0 or 1? You're 3-0? 3-0? Do we do 3-2?
Well, the last one tied, and so, but Rich, you gave it to the caller. Yeah.
Yes, yes. Yeah. So what that means is, like, I will give the win to the caller if it ties, but you will be undefeated. Ken is still undefeated. He has not been defeated yet. So that's the way it should be. So you're undefeated, and now we will have a new competitor step up in Ken versus everybody's. All right, so Ken, step out of the room.
I will.
All right, put him in the soundproof little booth over there, and let's go to Craig. Craig, what is going on, my man? How you doing today?
How you doing, Rich? Good to have you back on the radio, bud.
Thanks, buddy. It's good to be back. You ready to take on the master, Mr. Ken Laird?
Hell yeah.
All right. This is for no real prize, just fortune and glory. And I'm going to give you a topic and then ask you five questions. If you can get more questions than our own Ken Laird, then you, sir, are the winner today. Are you ready, Craig?
Yes, I am.
All right. Your category today is super teams.
Super teams.
Yes, in honor of Jaylen Brown and LeBron James and Tyrese Maxey and Joel Embiid being on the same team together, a team that's easy to hate and a team that will implode, I am going to give you the names of people on the super team and you tell me the name of the team. All right?
Got it. Yeah, got it.
All right. Number one, Jordan, Bird, Stockton, and Christian Laettner.
Dream team.
You got it. Bam. Number two, RZA, the Jizza, Old Dirty Bastard, and You God.
Wu-Tang.
You got it. Number three, Sylvester Stallone, Jason Statham, Dolph Lundgren, and years later, 50 Cent for some reason.
That would be the Expendables.
You got it, dude. That's right. You're 3-for-3, killing it. Chris Cornell, Tom Morello, and those two other guys from Rage Against the Machine.
Audioslave.
Dude, you got one more to go, 4-for-4. Samwise, Legolas, Aragorn, and Gimli.
That would be the Fellowship of the Ring.
Oh, we got a perfect score, bitches. Hell yes. Way to go, Craig. Well done.
Good job.
Man.
Thank you.
You got to play the whole win thing there. I mean, that's good enough there, Stiz. We got to give him a little cool sound effect for that one. There you go. Wow, that's going to be very, very tough. Before he comes in, Stiz, do you think that Ken will be able to get all five? You think he'll be able to run the table?
I think it's going to be close. There may be one or two that he may struggle with, but I have faith in Ken. This is going to be good. I'm looking forward to this.
All right, so Ken, pop those headphones back on. Let him out of the soundproof.
And hang on the line, Craig, too, because we'll get to you.
Put Craig on hold. I can hear Jackson in the background there. All right, so Ken, all right. Ken, this is going to be a very, very tough one for you. The reason is that the best you can do is tie. My man ran the table.
Damn.
Ran the table.
Oh, man.
But I got faith. Stiz does not. He does not have faith in you. I have faith in you. I think that you're going to be able to run this table here.
That's setting me up for a fall, but that's fine. Let's go.
Ken, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Category is super teams. Super teams. I'm going to give you the names of the people on the super team. You have to tell me the super team. You ready?
Do I have to go the year or just the team?
Just the team. That's it. They all have a name. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's go. Number one, Jordan, Bird, Stockton, and Christian Laettner.
Dream team.
That's correct. Number two, RZA, the Jizza, Old Dirty Bastard, and You God.
How could I not get this?
Ooh, 3 seconds.
It's on the tip of my tongue, ODB.
All right, go to number three. Sylvester Stallone, Jason Statham, Dolph Lundgren, and years later, 50 Cent for some reason.
Expendables.
That is correct. Number four, Chris Cornell, Tom Morello, and those two other guys from Rage Against the Machine.
Cornell, Morello.
3 seconds.
God, I'm blanking.
Oh, you have not been to enough Bruins games. And number five, Samwise, Legolas, Aragorn, and Gimli.
Yeah, Lord of the Rings, but it's the Hobbits. No, the Dwarves. What were they?
Oh, you got 2 out of 5. That's the Fellowship of the Ring.
Fellowship of the Ring. Well, there was yes. 9 of them, though.
And Chris Cornell, Tom Morello, and the Rage Against the Machine, Audio Slave, and then, of course, how do you not know the Wu-Tang Clan?
Come on. I knew it, though. I knew these music ones were going to...
Under the pressure. Oh. I should know Wu-Tang.
Well, you know what? Put Craig back up. Craig,
too much pressure. Sorry,
congratulations.
Craig.
Not only did you beat Ken Laird, you embarrassed him. Like, I don't know if he'll ever recover from this embarrassing beatdown, Craig.
That was sad.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Quite an honor. First in show history, right?
Absolutely. You are now the first. He is no longer undefeated. You have beaten the streak. You are the Baltimore Orioles the other night. You smacked down somebody who was on a roll. Congratulations, Craig. You are king for a day, my friend.
All right. Good to be king of something.
All right. Thanks, Craig. Appreciate it.
Hey, can I take Ken's slot on Monday since he lost?
Yeah, you could.
Sure. Maybe you could. All right. I got one, and I just need you to – I had a bonus one just for you three, okay? And if the first one, don't make – look around. Do not Google. You're not allowed to Google. But between you three, Jackson, Stiz, and Ken, I want you to name what super team this is. Are you ready? The talents of Charles Barkley, Patrick Ewing, Larry Johnson, and Muggsy Bogues.
Jackson, go ahead.
No, if you know it, yell it out.
I'm blanking.
The talents of Charles Barkley, Patrick Ewing, Larry Johnson, and Muggsy Bogues.
Was
you
it
know it, 617.
Celtic Pride?
Nope, 617-779-7937. I was going to put this on here. I would have known it, but I thought it might be a little too hard.
It's just not my day.
Space Jam?
Be more specific.
The first one?
No, be more specific.
They played against him in Space Jam.
No,
be more specific.
Yeah, I can't get
the Monstars.
Oh, there we go, Stiz.
Oh, Stiz.
That's right. Congratulations. And once again, it was not Charles Barkley, Patrick Ewing, Larry Johnson, and Muggsy Bogues. It was the talents, because remember, they sucked the talent out of them and put it into those giant
phrases. That was a good little clue. Good one, Rich. That was a great question.
There you go. Okay, well, not bad. So, Ken, you got absolutely demoralized
horrible.
And humiliated. Don't know how you will ever recover.
Ken, didn't we see RZA together?
Yeah, we did. I mean, I know Wu-Tang. I know Audio Slave. I was just too much pressure.
Right, lights.
Hang on, stop. Ken, you saw RZA live?
Well, we saw him up at Hampton Beach. On the Greg Hill Roadshow, yeah.
Oh, okay, right. So this
it's just RZA, though.
Okay, wait.
It was a Wu-Tang.
Okay, so you actually went to the Hampton Beach Casino to just see RZA?
No, this was at Bernie's Beach Bar that he was performing out on their outdoor deck. Great show.
Yeah, okay. Wiggy got us into a VIP spot. It was me, Wiggy, Ken and Greg, and Max Lane.
Okay, now does RZA do other people's songs from, like, does he do, like, like Bitch Better Have My Money? Does he have like that or anything like that? Like, is that older?
I don't know. Ken,
song?
Does he? I can't name one song.
Are you kidding me? Yes.
Okay. All right. So he does. Okay. The RZA was one of the coolest interviews that I've been able to do, and not because I was a massive Wu-Tang fan. I'm kind of being a poser if I say that I was like a huge Wu-Tang fan. I like the Wu-Tang Clan, but the best thing about him was I did used to love old school kung fu movies. I was a huge fan.
Like
there
Bruce
used
Lee?
To be something on TV called Kung Fu Theater, and like. You know, they use a lot of those samples from those old movies. And I did this quiz with him where I found the most obscure kung fu movie theme songs. And it was just like Craig a second ago absolutely slayed it. He was 5 for 5 and knew, like, within 2 beats exactly which kung fu movie it was. Like they are legit.
Oh, that was like their whole inspiration, Rich. Shaolin style, like that. They got all their inspiration from those movies.
No question. How are they now? Because I know they've been touring. Like, obviously they don't have Old Dirty Bastard with them anymore. But
yeah, I mean, they're still the Wu-Tang Clan. You know, they're a legendary group, pioneers. But they're getting old. You know.
Yes, they are. I just remember seeing Method Man and Redman and How High at the movies. Did you ever see that?
Oh yeah, that was a while. That had to be like 20 years
ago. That was a really not good movie.
No, not great. That was around the same time as I think Who's the Man with Ed Lover and Dr. Dre, but it wasn't the Dr. Dre that we know from The Chronic.
It was the guy, Dr. Dre.
It was the guy from the
radio
MTV.
Guy.
Yes. Yo MTV Raps.
Exactly. Yo MTV Raps. All right. 617-779-7937. We will take your calls. Also, you got the Red Sox. Hopefully starting a brand new streak. Great stuff about Chad Tracy we've been learning and just how much of an influence he has over this team. And do you hate the Sixers team now? Now that LeBron is on there as a Celtics fan, you got Jaylen Brown on the team, but you got LeBron too. What are you thinking? Are you pissed off at Brad Stevens? Because if it wasn't for Brad Stevens, there would no longer be this super team, or there would never be a super team out in Philadelphia. We will take your calls and be back in two.
Hey guys, it's Daxton.
And Hayden from Blondies Out Loud.
And if you've ever thought about starting a podcast or making money from one,
we use Creator Lab from Odyssey for our show, and it's honestly been so easy.
It's free hosting, and it gives you a really simple way to earn on top of whatever you're already doing.
Which, of course, we love because it just adds another stream without the extra work.
So, if you're a creator or podcast curious,
check it out at creators.odyssey.com.
Okay, there is a version of this song as rapped by Wiggy, and it's truly one of my favorite things that Wiggy's ever done. I think we had this bed rolling, and he was freestyling over it, and the buddy just started doing the lyrics to the song, and we're like, "What's the freestyle?" No, but Wiggy's great. Wiggy is, you know, it's kind of funny. I think I've recorded two raps with him before. Like we used to do the thing where we were like, you know. God, I love that. That would be great. Wiggy was a lot of fun, and he's legitimately I like his rapping voice. I do. It kind of reminds me of those old school guys. You know, the ones who would rap like this. You know, kind of like Curtis Blow.
Wiggy admits he was an elite breakdancer back in Eastie, so that's his whole era, right, is the slow rap.
Is there a video of that? I would actually love to see it, like, legitimately, because those old school breakdancing is something that needs to come back. And maybe it is back, and I just don't know about it. But, I mean... Like, I mean, those old movies like Beat Street and Breakin' 2 Electric Boogaloo. Yeah.
Breakin'.
That stuff's all right. That's all right by me. And I can't believe I'm saying that, but I find those wildly entertaining.
There's a video of Jean-Claude Van Damme dancing in one of the Breakin' scenes that always makes the rounds on social media, and it's great. It's elite. It's great. It's like before he was known as Jean-Claude Van Damme, he's in this, like, jumper. It's unbelievable.
Apparently, the way he got into movies is he showed up at the Golan Globus movie studio back in the day and just started doing karate moves in the lobby. And someone's just like, well, this guy looks kind of cool. Let's put him in a film. And then next thing you know, he is, of course, in Hard Target and Bloodsport and all those other films. All right. Let's take a call on line one because this has been an interesting thing so far. Is DJ still there? Let's go to DJ on line one. DJ, what's up, buddy? How's it going?
Hey, man. How are you guys? I was hoping, I apologize if there's a little bit, I'll keep it quick. I was hoping if it would be okay with you, if I could name positions in football that are more important than the cornerback position, and then you guys can tell me when you disagree.
Sure, because we have talked about that, like, you know, whether or not Christian Gonzalez justifies the amount of money that he's going after,
right.
Just how important it is. Yeah, no question.
I would say obviously non-negotiables, quarterbacks in a left or right tackle, depending on the handedness of your quarterback. I don't think anyone disagrees there. I would say a wide receiver.
I disagree. I would not say left or right tackle. I would say quarterback, yes, but not left or right tackle, no.
You would take a corner before a left tackle as the most important position in football?
Yes. Yes, I would.
How do you figure?
Well, I believe it's quarterback, wide receiver, defensive end, and corner. I think those are the four most important.
So you would have rather had this past year with Christian Gonzalez than if we would have had Trent Williams as an elite left tackle?
Yes.
I mean, Joe Thomas played for the Browns and he was great and they never won. So it's definitely debatable. I mean, I think there are some DJ that are like obviously not like not tight end, not running back, not kicker punter, not safety probably. But the rest are just kind of like all in a big lump to me. I mean, it depends on your team. And if you have a great elite player, you can win with them.
Ken, on the Joe Thomas front, though, I mean, how many quarterbacks did he go through? And they had an elite corner in Joe Hayden for like 8 years.
Yeah, that's true. It was all about the quarterback. I guess the argument is the quarterback is so important that dwarfs everything
correct.
Else. We can all agree.
Right. My larger point is, right, regardless, you're looking at corner as like the fifth or sixth best position, and I think we would all agree with how the cap's going up. Drake May, when his contract is up, is easily going to be getting $70 million at least. I like Christian Gonzalez. I think he's an all-world type of talent. I think corners are replaceable enough where I just can't justify paying him $30 million unless you know that money is so front-loaded by the time you're going to get to Drake May that the contract's pretty much going to be up at that point. Guys, thanks for the call. Enjoy your weekend and be safe.
Thanks. And by the way, left tackle's not a crazy take. I just thought that was like in me, it goes in this order. It's quarterback, probably edge rusher or defensive end. That's probably the second most important in my opinion. And then it goes wide receiver, cornerback. And you know what? Tackle's probably not too far after that.
You can look at the like the franchise tag values for these positions are out there, the average of the top five at each position. I mean, that pretty much says it all. Quarterback right now, the franchise tag is $44 million. The next closest, I think, is, it's a lump. It's receiver at 27 and defensive tackle at 27. Linebacker's 27. O-line is 26. D-end is 24. So they're all, and corner's 21. So they're all, like, pretty close.
Yeah, they are. All right, let's go to Dave on line two. Dave, he has something very important to tell us. What's happening, Dave?
Yeah, hello. Hello?
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 Hello. Can you hear me?
We got you.
Yes, Dave, we can.
Can you hear? Oh, all right. He saw the jizzer at the ballroom casino. It wasn't RZA. RZA wouldn't go to a Hampton ballroom casino. He was in charge of all the music. He's the reason why Wu-Tang Clan exists. He's in a bunch of movies. He actually directed a movie. So it wasn't the RZA, it was Jizza the Genius from the Wu-Tang Clan that they saw. And
there
the second thing is, please may I speak on this quick? I don't want to take up. Ken's take on the Odyssey is awful. The Odyssey is a 9.5 out of 10. It's one of the most incredible movie experiences. I saw it in IMAX. Joy sucked. It was horrible. It was a trash movie. And I'm never taking Ken's advice on a movie as long as I live. I love Ken on the radio, by the way. He's great. But Ken, that is one of the worst takes ever, and I'm never going to take your advice on a movie. There's no way out.
That's fine. That's why I love this so much. It's like a movie club. We find out what our tastes are in movies. And I love Nolan. I gave it a 7.5. I don't think it's a bad movie. It's just overrated a little bit, in my opinion.
I've got to add controversial takes in my life too. No question. Apparently, you guys think that Good Will Hunting's the greatest movie ever made, and I think it's corny as hell. With how you like them apples, but I realize I'm in the minority. But you are truly the only person I know who saw The Odyssey and went, eh.
I didn't say eh. I said go see it. It's good. 7.5 is no joke. I mean,
7.5 is a eh.
It's the sixth best Christopher Nolan movie. That's all.
Sixth best.
Correct.
Oh my!
What are the give me the five better the five better ones?
Okay, well, I love the Dark Knight trilogy, but I would probably only say the Dark Knight.
Yes, agreed.
Oppenheimer's better. Inception is better. Inception is legendary. Memento is better.
Yeah. Well,
and Interstellar is better.
You're missing one, I think.
Well, what the Prestige? I think I did five. Well, the Prestige is good too. It's Prestige level. It's good. It's it's worth seeing. Prestige would be in the Odyssey mix.
But like something like the Inception, like all CGI. Like you weren't blown away by the practicality of this movie?
Sure. No, I think that adds to it. I mean, the fact that he did it in IMAX and they had to change the tape every 3 minutes, it's cool. But just go see it. I don't want to spoil it for Rich because even Ted's going this weekend and he's like, I feel like I've ruined it for him. I hate that. I don't want to ruin the experience for anybody. It's just my vibe on it.
Where does it rank on the list of movies about men in sandals? Like, I mean, when you take a look at like the Gladiator, because Gladiator is the bellwether.
Gladiator is almost a 10. It's a 9 something. It's great. It's legendary.
Okay, Gladiator is a 10. Gladiator is a 10 movie. There's not even a question. And then, like, would you, how you, like, Troy for me was forgettable. Like, I thought Troy was perfectly fine. Like, I'd Sandals movies, I'd put Clash of the Titans way up there, baby. Like, I'm talking the OG with Medusa. When I was a kid, that made me pee my pants. It was so
scary. I did love Medusa, yeah.
Yeah, legit, pee my pants. Conan the Barbarian, does that count? Is that a Sandals movie?
Sure. I mean, I loved Arnold, but it's probably not, doesn't hold up, you know? Spartacus, I don't think I ever saw. I mean, now Jason and the Argonauts, you brought that up. I mean, that was groundbreaking for those little skeletons.
Oh, that was good. That was good. Where would you put 300?
300's really good. Really good. Better than this.
300. Oh, my God.
Yes.
Rich, we need to. I'm about to pay for your tickets, like, just to get you there. Go tonight, please. We need to end this madness.
You didn't like 300?
No, of course I did, but I liked, I mean, Odyssey is just on another scale, I would say.
I love the way that everything looked completely real. Like, it wasn't all fake backgrounds in 300. That's my favorite part of it.
I'm fine with that, you know? I just want to be entertained. I don't really care that much if it was real or CGI or whatever, you know?
I know. Listen, I mean, I liked, you know, what was it? Sin City, that had a bunch of fake backgrounds. But, you know, 300 was perfectly fine. Gladiator is the bellwether for me. So if it's anything, if it's anywhere near as good as Gladiator, I'm in. I did not even mind Gladiator 2. It's not even, can't say it in the same breath as Gladiator, but I did not mind Denzel Washington going, I want power. Like, that to me, he should have been up for Best Supporting Actor just for that line alone. All right. If you want to find out what the people of Philadelphia think, their heads are exploding right now that they just got Jaylen Brown for getting rid of Paul George, which is hysterical because they were originally have to pay people, you know, for picks to get rid of the guy, and some reason Brad Stevens loves him. And then they got LeBron James. The people of Philadelphia are covering themselves in peanut butter and running nude around the city right now. They could not be happier. And we are going to speak to Joe Giglio, who is one of the hosts over there at our sister station, WIP Philly. And he'll put some perspective on what he thinks about this thing and what he thinks about Brad Stevens gifting them a team that could potentially win a championship. We'll do that next.
What the hell is this?
Oh, this is a super famous thing on YouTube called Crappy Flute, where they redo songs with recorders.
Okay. Never heard that. All right, I'd say that's enough.
Right. Thank you, Sniz.
I think I picked wrong.
We've been laughing our asses off at this for the last 5 minutes.
Oh, man. That is... doesn't hit the ears well. It is Rich Kennedy and Johnson. It's no fart version of Yankee Doodle Dandy, which you can find on YouTube.
Wow, that's my next one.
Which every once in a while, just randomly, I'll get like a little sound file texted to me by a friend of mine, and I'll press play, and that's what will be on there. And unfortunately, it gets me every single time because inside I am a 12-year-old. It is Rich Ken and Ted Johnson here on 93.7 WEEI. You can call us at 617-779-7937. Gentlemen, a lot of people have opinions on this whole LeBron to the 76ers. And by the way, it's great that we can talk about all sorts of such great things from the Ford Clubhouse Fenway Studio. It's beautiful outside for the other game. They're going to start another streak. Brought to you by your New England Ford dealers and employee pricing for all. You pay what we pay. Ford, the official vehicle of Major League Baseball in that dirty water. So, yes, so many people are chiming in on this whole, you know, LeBron James, the Sixers. And we were even talking about, I said it earlier, now that he's with the Sixers and this is apparently going to be his last stop, he will never be the greatest of all time because I think he's a ring chaser, unlike Michael Jordan. And, gentlemen, the President of the United States has chimed in on the LeBron versus Michael Jordan.
And by the way, I asked our friend Christian Arcand to put his headphones on to hear this because I know he will have an extreme reaction to our president reacting to the big news of the day.
This just happened within the last, like, 30, 45 minutes. The President of the United States chiming in on LeBron versus Michael Jordan. Let's roll.
President Trump, today it was announced LeBron James has decided that he wants his next team to be the 76ers. Where do you stand on LeBron versus Michael Jordan as the best ever?
Well, Michael Jordan is a guy that's a friend of mine. Play golf with him. He's a really good guy. And I think LeBron is, maybe he's a racist. Maybe he doesn't like Trump. I don't know. But I only like people that like me. So I would say Michael Jordan all the way.
Okay. There's a war going on, right? Like, I mean, just saying, like, isn't there other things to ask him about right now?
The only thing Trump and LeBron agree on is that every conversation should eventually become about them.
See, and you were worried that Tom Brady couldn't run because, you know, people would have to like him so much. This is perfect.
Can you, some for like intern at ESPN just canceled the rest of the show and said, we got 4 hours tomorrow, baby. We got 4 hours. Listen, say what you will about Trump, but he's the only guy alive that can make LeBron the sympathetic figure in Boston.
Well, and as I texted you, Rich, I mean, Trump is the only guy that has made AI irrelevant because the real thing was more shocking than the AI version, whatever it be.
I texted that to you guys. I said, is this real? And then I looked, and it took me 2 seconds, like CNN's like tweeting it and stuff. Like, can we play this one more time? Like, this is him just being asked, hey, you know, kind of a light little thing. And I'm not even going to do the, hey, there's a whole war going on. I understand that. I get it. But it's just, to me, it's like, hey, Jordan versus LeBron, what do you think? You know, this is your time to kind of act human.
Right. A little fun diversion, you know. Yeah.
That's right. Let it roll.
Today it was announced LeBron James has decided that he wants his next team to be the 76ers. Where do you stand on LeBron versus Michael Jordan as the best ever?
Well, Michael Jordan's a guy that's a friend of mine. Play golf with him. He's a really good guy. And I think LeBron is, maybe he's a racist, but maybe he doesn't like Trump. I don't know. But I only like people that like me. So I would say Michael Jordan all the way.
I mean, like 23 seasons, 4 titles, 4 whatever thousand points, and the president's official scouting report is doesn't like me. Congrats, LeBron. You finally posted a stat that Jordan can't chase. He could be a racist.
Maybe.
I mean, this isn't real life, right? Like, do you remember a time where this would have been like, oh, like every the country would have stopped for a moment if the president said that? And now,
oh, this is
like,
yeah, everyday occurrence.
It's a Friday.
I hardly remember that world, Rich. Let me just tell you, I hardly remember it.
Long time. Let's get Brady in there, can't we? I mean, just he's going to settle it all down.
I guess so. All right. Well,
maybe he's a racist. I don't know. Okay, Mr. President. Thanks.
We should just end every conversation with that now. Just talking about anybody. Maybe he's a racist. You know, yeah. I mean, you have it. You're in charge of the FBI. Maybe you investigate it. Find out.
Patrick Sandoval's pitching tonight, Rich. Maybe he's a racist.
Who knows? I don't know. All right. Well, I had to play that because it's going to be everywhere. Like, I heard that, and I was just like, I can't believe this is real.
That's crazy.
Well, of course.
And by comparison, Jaylen Brown's reaction was just fine. Throw the ball up or whatever. I mean, so the big winner of the day is JB. We can all agree. He is headed for a title. He's going to get his second ring before Tatum does. He probably will win finals MVP. And the guy, it's a great day to be Jaylen Brown.
Jaylen Brown, maybe a racist. I don't know. Could be, maybe not.
Just ask Trump.
He just add that to every sentence. Just, you know, as I said, going to your kids' parent-teacher conference. So, you know, what do you think of your son? Well, he's got, like, you know, his best friend Joey could be a racist. He's a big fan of, like, a social studies teacher. Though they're learning about, you know, the Rome right now. He could be a racist. All right. I don't even know.
I'm just glad he weighed in. I'm glad we know where he stands because, you know.
Yeah.
Otherwise.
Yeah.
But do you agree with me, Arcand? If LeBron does three-peat in Philly and gets 7 rings, then he takes
if he three-peats in Philly, yes, he wins 3 more?
3 more, then he'll be the GOAT. That's my standard. I think there's still a chance.
Rich, he has to play three. So he's playing 3 more years?
Yes. Well, he's got a 2-year deal with a player option.
Right, but he's, I think, just going to play the 1 year, I think.
We don't know. If he wins, he's coming back for a second. Are you kidding?
He's the greatest of all time if he three-peats with the team at 43 years old. Sure.
Thank you.
Again, why not?
Thank you.
It's very narrow, but sure.
I love that Christian had the exact same reaction I did, too, because my whole thing is like, he'll never be the greatest of all time.
You said there was no way, and there is a way, and that is
you
a
said
way.
Yes. If he wins 3 in a row, you know, with the 76ers, then yes. Then, Ken, maybe there's a conversation to be had.
Even
absolutely.
Trump will come around on it.
Still be short of Bill Russell. So, you know.
Sure, could be a racist, Bill Russell.
In his face, could be a racist, Bill Russell.
Could be. The Drive Home is brought to you by Town Fair Tire. God, I can't believe that's real. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. And, you know, before we take off, just want a big thanks to Cars for Kids. The easiest way to get rid of your old car, donate today, and your car can be picked up tomorrow. Donate now at carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K. Christian Arcand, are you ready for
some
baseball?
Yes, definitely.
That's right.
100%. The new win streak starts tonight. Very excited. Yesavage going for Toronto. He's been pretty good, but I think that the Red Sox here have a great chance to show everyone that, you know, we didn't just watch a fluke for 3 weeks. So looking forward to it tonight.
That'll be nice. All right, everybody, enjoy the nice weather. Enjoy the beginning of your next streak. And most of all, enjoy these next few moments with the great Christian Arcan. Could be a racist. We will see you all on Monday. Everybody, enjoy the weekend. Stiz, thank you very much. Jackson, thank you very much. We will see the rest of you all on Monday. Goodbye.
The Recap Show is an inside look for fans into the world of global soccer, women's sports, and all things gal culture.
From the inside perspective of two World Cup champions and Olympians.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.